This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Hello, welcome in and welcome back, everybody, to the Liga MX podcast, brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. We are back for more Liga MX playoffs. We're now into the semifinals, started with 12 teams, went down to 8 to the quarters, and now we are down to our final four. We've got a pretty exciting final four here. Some of the bigger name clubs in Mexico are still remaining. We got Club America, Toluca, Monterrey, and Pachuca, who was last year's runner-up, of course. So a lot of good storylines heading into this Final Four. We've had some exciting games, some not-so-exciting games, but we are lined up for hopefully some exciting affairs here going into the semis. And I'll go ahead and start with we're actually both on the same game this week, but I'll go ahead and start with my play. RJ and I are mostly aligned on this game from a goals perspective, which is always good. Kind of hopefully looking to get the double dip, the scoop here. So looking at the match, which is going to be Wednesday, tomorrow will be on the 19th. And this is going to be Club America at Toluca for our first leg of this semifinal game. And I'm keeping this one simple. I'm going with Club America, first half team total over a half. So they just need to find the back of the net here. It's priced at minus 120. Obviously, Club America has been the class of this league the entire season. They have some absolutely outlandish trends and statistics at the moment. They've won 15 out of their last 16 league matches, unbeaten in their last 16. They have outscored opponents 47-12 in that run. So if you can do some quick math, that's almost 5-1 on average. That's how badly they're beating their fellow Liga MX opponents this year. They're just on another frequency at this point. They're flying high, obviously led by Henry Martin, Mexico international striker. He leads the team with 13 goals. But they're loaded with talent. I mean, they've got, you know, Zendejas, Jonathan Rodriguez, formerly led the league in scoring for Cruz Azul a couple of years ago, went to Saudi Arabia, I believe. Now he's back. So they've got an absolutely loaded front three. They beat
Brian Rodriguez.
Brian Rodriguez came over from LAFC, and he's not even a starter. So, and then, of course, you've got other guys on the team like last week. So they go to Puebla, absolutely smoke them 6-1 on the road, come back home, literally play their B team with Brian Rodriguez and Roger Martinez and, you know, Vinas and some of those guys. What do they do with their B team? They beat them 5-1. So this team is absolutely just on another level at this point. The only time that Club America hasn't been on another level this year is during their world tour, where, you know, they went and played, you know, Real Madrid and Manchester City, and actually, you know, had a pretty good showing of themselves. They were competitive in those matches. I think they drew once and lost a close one 2-1 to City, which, you know, probably at this point is the favorite to win the Champions League. So this team is pretty much just on a different level in comparison to the rest of Liga MX. And that's not a secret. I mean, that's, if you follow this league at all, you pretty much know that. Going to Toluca here, they are minus 110 on the money line. I'm more comfortable with taking the goals approach with this one because Toluca, they're pretty good at home themselves. I do think Club America wins this game just because, you know, Toluca at the back has been one of the most fortunate teams I've ever seen. Their last four games, They've allowed 10 big chances, 5 big chances, 5 big chances, 4 big chances, and 4 big chances. So, and they're winning games, and they're kind of getting away with it, you know? So at this point, I really think Club America goes in here and just takes it to them. And I mean, I don't see any reason why they would go here. And I don't care that it's the first leg. I don't care that, you know, that they've won 16 in a row and the line's only -110. I don't care about any of that, because what I think is going to happen is they're going to go there and they're going to bring the fight to them, just like they did in the first round against Puebla. And I do expect them to find the back of the net.
So I don't think I actually heard your official play, Coop. Just want to make sure we
get that up there. I think I mentioned it, but just to recap, right. I'm taking Club America's first half team total over a half of goals here. So just need them to find the back of the net once in the first half, and we will cash.
Okay, great. So adding on to everything you said, right, there's not much more to add. I think you did a great job covering this match. I'm looking at full game total here, over 2.75 goals at -112. Both teams to score is around -165 right now. And I look at this match similar to how we saw Toluca against Santos in the first leg, right? This just reminds me of a similar type match. Both teams are in, they're playing great ball right now, right? There's no other way to put it. They're in top scoring form. Toluca scored 13 goals in the last four matches. Both teams are just averaging under 3 goals for. They can be stingy at time, but we're at the semifinals. There is no let up in these teams, right? They're just playing attack football, attack minded football, and both teams are, you know, I'd say Club America is probably, you know, convincingly sound defensively, but Toluca is not. And
right.
I think, you know, that's gonna, this is a beautiful looking play for goals, in my opinion. You don't need to be a scientist or a mathematician to figure this out. It's just with two great sides in the semis, you know, Toluca at home, they know if they go back to Club America with some kind of deficit, they're in a lot of trouble.
Exactly.
So America scored 2+ goals in 7 out of the last 8 road matches. So, you know, proof's in the pudding, right? Over 2.75 goals at -112. That's going to be my play this week. As you said, it's tomorrow. 10:06 p.m. Eastern time. We got Pachuca versus Monterrey on Thursday, but not much of a look there, in my opinion.
Yeah. And just to kind of feed off of what you said regarding Toluca, they're going to be at home and they've only played one style of football the entire year. And it's been up and down, you know, let's get after it. Let's try to score some goals. Look, if Toluca comes out and tries to park the bus, I think that Club America could cover this total by themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
If Toluca comes out and plays their game, I think Club America could still cover this total by themselves. But at least Toluca will contribute. I mean, basically what I'm getting at is I like goals here either way, you know, tactically, whatever happens. But I wouldn't expect Toluca to change their game. I mean, I know, it's intimidating to play Club America, but they're going to be at home here. And I don't see any other way that they're going to be competitive other than getting after them and trying to win a shootout. So these Liga MX games have historically been kind of cagey and kind of low scoring. So the fact that this total is set at a notch above where it usually is, it's set at 2.75, I think is telling, kind of tells us what kind of game we're going to get here. And then just looking at the other game, since we only have two games, honestly, you know, this is a tough one. We got Pachuca, in the first leg here at home against Monterrey. Mm-hmm. Pachuca at anywhere between even money and +110, depending on your book. Do you have the Bet Rivers odds up in front of you by any chance?
I can do that real quick, though. Let's see.
RJ is going to check that out for us. But honestly, I'm looking at this one. Pachuca was not a team that I enjoyed backing during the regular season because it almost seemed like, you know, they were runners up last year and they just kind of put it on cruise control the entire year. And they were fine with just kind of meandering through games and winning 1-0. Even, you know, getting up and then being conservative. And it just wasn't a team that I wanted to back. But they have absolutely turned it on to end the year, and their offense has completely come alive. Their attack looks like what we thought it was supposed to be. They played great to me. They were the far better side against Tigris in that series. And Tigris is not a bad squad at all. So Pachuca looked like they were the better side. They're going to be at home here, where they're kind of one of those teams that's really night and day when they're at home. Monterrey on the road, not the same team in general the last couple of years. I would be very interested in potentially taking Pachuca as a home slight favorite.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on this. Actually, Pachuca's plus 100 and Monterrey is plus 270, which is a little surprising, but, you know, looking at – so, and the total here is over 2.5 goals at minus 110. You know, I agree with you. I think, you know, Pachuca over the last five undefeated at home, convincing wins against, you know, Atlas, Santos Laguna, Tijuana, and Tigres, and Monterrey on the road. You know, obviously we saw them draw with Cruz Azul in the first leg of these of the quarters. They barely sneaked out against Juarez. Yep. They're not as strong. Like on at home, tough side, right? On the road, you know, more like ice and water, a little bit different. Yeah. I agree. I think Pachuca's worth the shot. Wouldn't confidently bet it, and you know, most who know me, I'm more of a total overs guy, goals yeah. guy.
I don't think this is an over spot.
I don't either.
Yeah, it's. I mean, this to me has like 1-0, 2-0 written all over it. Just because I think, look, I didn't expect Monterrey to go to Mexico City against Cruz Azul and play as conservative as they did last week, but they did. So to me, they think that they can get away with a draw or losing 1-0
on the road. And then,
yeah. Yep. So I think if they do that against Pachuca, there's just too much firepower. Even as good as Monterrey is at the back, I think there's too much firepower with Pachuca being at home. They probably get the job done. So that's just a lean for me. But officially we're going for the double dip on the Club America game. Not complicating that one. Just, I mean, to me, they're just, you know, the superior side. And with you, with your over 2.5, Toluca probably contributes. I mean, like you said, they know that they've got to get something out of this match. So they're going to go for it. And hopefully have an exciting Wednesday night in Liga MX.
Yep.
Anything else, RJ?
No, I'm looking forward to it. It's, you know, I enjoyed doing the show with you. We're coming in on a close here. So let's hope we double dip here, finish strong. And tomorrow's a big day. I don't know if you looked at the schedule. We got Premier League, almost a full slate, La Liga, Cup games, which I really don't pay attention to too much. But you got the Championship in full swing. Some there's a lot of leagues going on. Tomorrow's a big day in the pitch. So hopefully, you know, we enjoy some games during the day, and then Mexico at night could be a good one.
Yeah, cup games have been kicking my butt, man. There's an added element of variance when you're trying to bet cup games, and for me, it's been all chances and no finishing on the chances. So that's kind of how cup games go sometimes, though. So you got to know that when you're dabbling in that area. But yeah, so this, I think we'll have three podcast episodes left after this one. We'll have another one later in the week for our second leg of the semis. Mm-hmm. And then of course World Cup coming up, which RJ and I will be probably splitting up into different teams with the rest of the Betting Weekly crew to cover the World Cup group by group. Really excited about that. Lots of big things on deck, and appreciate everybody tuning in. Thank you if you or a regular viewer, if you're a first-time viewer, if you're following us on Twitter at Betting Weekly, we occasionally put up some bonus content. And that's all we've got, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.